Hello and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show. And today you have Sharon and
Lucy.
And we are coming to you from South Georgia on this really oddly warm day in October. Odd.
I think we can both attest to the heat.
Gosh,
on different perspectives from this morning, huh?
Yes, it Sharon. Was like melting.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah, I was on the water in a boat. You were
hauling tiles,
repair woman over here.
Yes,
getting your duplex ready for the next tenant. Right,
yes, still working on that.
But yeah, it was warm, but it was a beautiful day, and I'm so glad we're here.
I am too. And today we're here to talk about the first day of radiation.
Yeah.
That has really two meanings, because the first day isn't really the first day of radiation. But today we're really going to try and get Lucy's perspective on this topic.
Yeah.
So, Miss Lucy, I would like to find out from you what that very first day that you went into radiation was like, because you didn't have radiation that day.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sharon, I think that no matter what your treatment course is, whether you have surgery first or you have chemo first and then surgery and then radiation or, you know, whatever the protocol is, I think that the unknown is the most difficult thing. And I think that most people have to work themselves up to the time that they start that new process, right? Like, if you're going into surgery, then, you know, dadgum, nobody wants to go in and get cut on, right?
No.
So you have to mentally prepare yourself for that procedure and the recovery and such. And, you know, even though I'd had a couple of surgeries to remove my tumor prior to starting radiation, the process of doing radiation, I had to gear myself up for, right? And in fact, I can remember the day, you know how busy the office is.
I do.
For any of you guys out there that don't know Sharon and I, haven't been following the podcast and you're new to the show, we're both speech pathologists. We work with the pediatric population, and I own a clinic in the community where I live. Well, you know, just knowing that I was going to have to, for 33 days, not be there for the majority of the morning was very stressful for me, you know. First of all, I said, how in the world am I going to be able to do this and see all my clients and get reports done and blah, 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 you know. You shouldn't really complain about it if it's going to save your life, right?
Sure.
But, you know, it's life. You worry.
Though.
It's adjustment. So I had made all these alterations in my schedule this particular day to go in and have my, quote, first radiation, not knowing what that was going to be like or, you know, what to expect. So I get a phone call from my doctor's office, the oncology clinic. Hi, Miss Barlow. This is blah, 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 blah. And we were just wondering if we could reschedule your appointment today.
Of course.
Well, I'm usually very patient and very understanding. But on that day, I think I lost it.
Aw.
Can you believe that?
No, I actually
can't. I started crying.
Aw, Lucy.
And I started saying, you don't understand. I've rearranged my schedule and blah, 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 blah. And so I said, I'm sorry. Yes, rearrange it. They call me back about 5 minutes later. Miss Barlow, can you come on in? We've made adjustments for you.
We will never do that to you again.
Under their breath, that crazy woman. Right. So anyway, I go in and I'm expecting to get zapped that day.
Right.
You know? But that's not what happens on your first day in radiation.
Right.
You know that.
I know that now.
All of our other post-radiation people know that out there. But for anybody that is looking to start radiation in your near future, your first day is really a prep day. It's getting ready to do radiation. And that, I think that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, is what to expect.
Right. So when you did go in and they prepped you for radiation, What did that involve?
Well, first of all, they give you a lot of information on exactly what they're going to do that day. And the first part of that is lying on a table and going under an MRI sort of simulating machine where they have all of your diagnostic films, you know, your CAT scan or your still life x-rays. They know where the tumor site is. They measure that, and they measure it to your body. And what they do is they actually take pictures and take calculations, and they do a simulation of what those rays look like in terms of how your oncologist wants the radiation to hit your site. So to start that whole process off, you get your own personalized pillow. Now that sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it?
But sure.
It's not really soft. It's soft in the beginning.
Yes.
It's like a gel sort of material that's inside this casing. And they lay your head on it, and they position your arms exactly the way that they want them to be. And as you lay there, your pillow gets hard as a rock.
Oh, gosh.
And that's the pillow that will position you in the right position every time you go in there. It gets your head exactly where they want it. It gets your arm exactly where they want it. And so they use that pillow with your, you know, personalized name on it every time you go in for radiation. So the next step after you get your pillow made and you get simulated, the little gal will come over and say, "Do you mind if I give you a couple of little tattoos today?"
And you're like, "Piercings? I've been wanting the nose pierced."
Right? So, I don't know, what was your reaction when you first heard tattoo?
Well, they didn't tattoo me. Okay. With me, they used a black Sharpie.
Okay.
Every time I would go in, they would redot it.
Ah. Oh.
And so I constantly had a black dot of Sharpie on me that never moved.
Mm.
And I didn't have the pillow, but, you know, mine was sometime before that.
Okay.
They used wedges and stuff. So there was probably more period adjustment before every radiation treatment.
Yeah, so the information that I'm giving today, it might vary a little bit, you know, based on your facility that you're going to, or maybe the move in technology and the way that
I think it's probably changed.
Things are doing that. But anyway, when they first said tattoo, I said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" So they proceed to tell me that they're just going to make three little dots that look like a dart freckle. And I said, "Oh, I'm still not sure I want to do that. Will it ever wash off?" "No, it'll never wash off."
Right.
"Do I have to do it?" "No, you don't have to do it, but it will just make it a lot easier and a lot more effective every time you come in, because we won't have to do a manual alignment of the rays, of the beams of the x-ray machine every single time you come in. So it'll just make the process a lot faster and easier." And so after I thought about it for a little bit, I thought, well, you know, it's going to be somewhere where nobody's ever going to see it except
Winston.
And so I said, "Yeah, go ahead, let's do it." You know, because I did know that it was going to help the process. I'd be able to get in and out, get to work and all that a lot faster. So,
yeah.
You know, it was just a series of them, a little pinprick and then putting a little bit of ink in it. And so I am now a tattooed woman.
Yes.
Yeah. I can go along with everybody else that's got a tattoo these days.
But what I want to know is, do you have any piercings?
Just a regular ear piercing. One place, not all the way up my lobe.
So have the tattoos bothered you at all?
No, not really. You know, they are a little bit darker than a regular freckle. So, you know, if you were really looking at it, you could be able to tell it, but it's not a big deal. You know, in the grand scheme of things, those people were there to save my life. and heal cancer cells, and it just helped the process.
Right. Yeah, you know? And that's what they did. So I wanted to ask you, I remember the room being fairly dark the first day and every day after when mm-hmm. I was doing radiation. Is that your experience?
You know, Sharon, I don't know that I really remember. It seemed like it was pretty light mm-hmm. that particular day. They probably did dim the lights when they were doing the simulation.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the day-to-day treatments, I do remember the room being a little bit darkened.
Right.
Not a lot of fluorescent sort of mm-hmm. lighting.
Yeah.
I can remember seeing the light coming from the control room mm-hmm. that kind of overlooked the radiation table. Most of the light, I think, came from there.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And I remember seeing the light patterns on my skin. Mm-hmm. But I will have to say something that you haven't mentioned. I am assuming this was the same. I was a very naked woman from the waist up. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that some may believe that that goes without saying, but others may not be prepared for this.
Yeah.
There was a young man that was helping me.
Yeah.
And I was quite naked from the waist up, and so you will kind of need yeah. to be prepared for that.
Yeah. I think when you hear cancer and then you hear treatment and everything starts happening, you kind of lose a little bit of you that do. Modesty. You just have to.
I think it's somewhat like having a baby
yeah.
that way.
Yeah. I do remember, you know, you do. You go in and you strip from the waist up and you put a little hospital gown on mm-hmm. and you come and lay down on the table, and then they expose you, right?
Yeah, and then you open it back up
But
again.
I can remember about halfway through the treatment procedure, so around probably session 16 or 17, I can remember having a very fragile day on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it was about that particular day. Maybe I was just tired or such, but I was laying there, and my arm was up above my head mm-hmm. in my pillow.
Assume the position, yes.
With my breast exposed to the world, and I look up into the booth, the control booth, mm-hmm. and there is a lot of people in there that day.
Your audience.
They had a group of medical students that were doing observations that day, mm-hmm. and they're all looking at my naked breast. All of a sudden, I just have these tears start rolling down my face on the table. And I don't know why that struck me so that particular day, but
it would strike me, Lucy.
I don't want to do this anymore.
That's like halfway into labor and saying, I don't want to do this.
And Sally, the tech that treated me most days, she came over to me, Miss Barlow, are you okay? I said, I don't know what's wrong. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it can be a bit emotional at times.
It can.
But
I think that kind of lets you guys know what to expect the very first day.
That's right. And that was what this was all about. And yeah. I think what we'll do from here is maybe next week we'll talk about what to expect
ongoing treatment.
After they actually right. start zapping you.
Right. Side effects and,
yeah.
you know, how frequently you go
yep.
and all of that. So stay tuned for that. But, you know, this was great.
Yeah, we just wanted everybody to know what to expect that very first day when you think you're going in, you think you're yeah. getting your treatment, you're ready to get this process going. But, you know, it's all a preparation. The very first day in the radiation suite is preparation.
Yeah, and I think that's important because I know Lucy kind of left a little saddened or a little frustrated that she didn't receive that first zap the first day.
I did. I just, you know, I had myself all psyched up, you mm-hmm. know, to start. And I think we've talked about this in other shows where, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in the course of your cancer treatment. You have to mentally prepare yourself for the different phases.
Mm-hmm.
You have to prepare yourself for surgery, prepare yourself for chemo, if that's mm-hmm. part of your regimen. You know, I did not have chemo, but preparing yourself for radiation, you know, it was a stressful time.
Yeah.
You know, knowing that I would be out of my office 5 mornings a week, I really didn't know at the very beginning how I was going to be able to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I shouldn't have worried about such a petty thing. I mean, these people were trying to save my life, but it was a stressful thing. And I had to gear myself up for that first treatment, and then to go in and not have a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I'm ready to get this going.
Well, you know? And we've said this before too. It is like, you know, you understand that you're going to begin treatment. Why aren't we doing this tomorrow?
Yeah.
Why are we waiting 2
yeah,
weeks?
Yeah, you want to go.
Are you telling me this breast is killing me and it's got to go? Why are you scheduling that 2 weeks from now?
That's right.
You know, well, your lymph nodes seem to be clear. Well, will they be in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I'm afraid those little cancer cells may be traveling yeah. there right now. So can you go ahead and take care of this
for me? That's right.
And that's the way hard to wait.
That's the way the mind works.
It is.
It's like, let's get it going, guys.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they've got the plan. It's a day that they need in order to get everything ready to give you the best treatment possible
mm-hmm.
Every single time you're there.
Right. So that's a wrap.
All right.
On the first day. So at the end of the show, we always do our not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day, which is a time where we just set aside the busyness of life, the things that have to be done, the things that are weighing on us, and look about and see what life is offering us, because inevitably there's a silver platter mm-hmm. of things that life
yeah.
is offering us, and we decide to go ahead and partake.
Yeah.
Just thrive for a minute. So, Lucy, I think that you have a wonderful tidbit for us today.
Well, I think this is a what we would consider a tidbit. This morning, I had so much to do at the house. I've got stuff at my office to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm behind on my reports. I need to get in and do some work on my computer and such, and laundry to do, and I just mm-hmm. I have a lot of life stuff to do right now.
Sure.
But you know what? I decided to put that aside today. There was a group of people in our little community of St. Mary's, Georgia, that put together a first annual kayak race. And it was to benefit 3 different organizations that help needy children mm-hmm. in some way. And my husband's little nonprofit group, Simo's Kids, was one of the beneficiaries of the race today. And unfortunately, they had other events that had been planned for several months. And all of his volunteers, his board members, he himself, they were all busy taking kids out on different events today. And so I rose to the occasion and I mm-hmm. said, I'll be the Simo's Kids representative today. So I put my Simo's t-shirt on, I put my shorts on, and I kayaked for 5 miles today.
Which is amazing in and of itself.
Well, for somebody that's never
that's what I'm saying before,
it's like there was this learning curve. But I had a dear friend of ours, John Wojcik, who does a lot of kayaking, came out today with his kayak, and he trailed behind the group today to keep up with me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another little straggler. I was the only woman that participated today, so I wasn't quite as strong as those men. So there was a board paddler that was kind of, you know, at trailing behind everybody today too. And so John, bless his heart, he stayed with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted to make sure that we were okay. And so I got my groove on today, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I'm paddling to the left, paddling to the right. And I started soaking up nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sun was bright. It was just radiant on the water today. I was kind of skimming the side of the marshes and the river, and the birds were flying, and it was just a beautiful day, and I got caught up in my own thoughts and all of a sudden, I look back and I'm by myself. I had left John. I'd left the other board paddler. And I was in the middle of the river right by myself. And it was a tidbit moment because it was relaxing and peaceful. Mm-hmm. And some of those stresses that I had started out with seemed to have just kind of washed away with each stroke. And so, that was my moment to just lay aside and do something for someone else, but also get just richly blessed by, you know, just being out in nature.
Right. That's fantastic.
Is that okay? Is that a good tidbit for today?
I think it's a wonderful tidbit, and I can totally picture you out there.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking you next time.
Promise.
Girl, you'll love it.
Yeah, as long as my kids are nowhere around.
No. Mm-mm. No kids.
Just the girls.
Life jackets on and just, oh, and then when I was coming in, I could see the dog.
I was about to ask you if there are any gators.
Well, no, I didn't see any gators, but as I was coming, I was probably about a half a mile from the dock. I could see the dock. St. Mary's has just this real picturesque silhouette with these big shrimp boats and such. And it was just a beautiful scene. And about 10 feet in front of me, a dolphin surfaced and went right, you know, in front of me. And it was like, I just love to see those beautiful creatures.
Okay, I'm in. Quit twisting my arm, there we Lucy. Go. We're going.
We're going kayaking.
Yeah. So, well, guys, it's been a pleasure. And we hope that we have prepared you for your first day of radiation. And stay tuned for our next show. Mm-hmm. And we'll try to bring you in the loop for the rest of the process where radiation is concerned. But as always, remember that we're not just surviving, but we're thriving with you. Bye, guys.
See you soon.